Okay, any questions, any clarification? The last time we have clarified everything. Remember the recognition of the Atma that he is talking about. Receiving Tattvamasi as Aham Brahmasmi. We brought in the whole idea of Akhandakara Vritti. How any perception will require both the mind taking the form of the object called Vritti Vyapti and me objectifying that to say this is such and such. That is called Phala Vyapti. This is true for all perceptions, for all direct knowledge. When it comes to the Atma, the first operation is necessary to remove the ignorance about the Atma, but the second operation is neither possible nor necessary. It is not possible because I can't objectify myself. Not necessary because I already know myself as I am. That Svata Siddhatma is very important here. That I know I am. Because of that, the relationship is already established. I don't need to have a subject-object relationship. Not possible nor necessary. This much we saw last time. Then, from the next few verses, he is analyzing or he is looking at, if you look at the whole Upanishad, what all we studied up to now, you will find two distinct classes of statements. Okay. One will say, Atmanantvam Viddhi, you should know yourself. Manasayava Anudrashtavyam, by the mind alone it has to be seen, etc. And another type of statement that is beyond the mind. Yata vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. From where the words came back, unable to recognize the self, unable to objectify. You will find these two types of statements. If you take only one, manasa eva anudrashtavyam, there is a chance that you will mistake it as a conceptual learning, as an object, as a concept. If you take only the second, you will put the Atma somewhere in Timbuktu, beyond everything. And the Upanishad is a Pramanam, therefore it has to be taken, everything has to be taken. Both have to be taken. If both have to be taken, it looks contradictory. Looks, it is not contradictory, it looks like that. Therefore, he is explaining that in the next couple of verses. Evam chasati, manasa eva anudrashtavyaha, yan manasa na manute, ityanayoho, shrutiyoho, avirodaha, vritti vyapyatva, angikarena, phala vyapyatva, pratisheda pratipadana. He says, no problem. When you say the mind is necessary, etc., manasaya anudrashtavyam, etc., we are talking about what? There is no virodha in the two shrutis. When you say mind alone, it has to be seen, we are talking about from the standpoint of which of the operations? Vritti vyapti, phala vyapti. Vritti vyapti, because vritti vyapti is necessary to remove ignorance. Therefore, by the mind alone it has to be seen. The mind is necessary. Knowledge has to take place in the mind. All these type of statements will come under that. Then when you are saying, yan manusana manute, my mind cannot objectify it. It is beyond the mind and speech, etc. What do you mean? You are negating phalavyapti. Beyond the mind, etc. When you are saying, what do you mean? That phalavyapti is not possible nor necessary. So both the type of statements are kept in mind, keeping these two conditions. Vritti vyapti necessary, therefore mind necessary. Phala vyapti not possible, therefore mind cannot objectify the truth. Are you getting the idea? Or doubt either? Clear? No, what is not clear? You want me to? Okay. Look at it. In fact, if you say by the mind it has to be known, there is a tendency to take it as another object. Therefore, the Upanishad says it's beyond the mind also. Yato vacho nivartante. From where the words came back. Aprapya manasasaha, along with the mind. Unable to objectify it. Where is it from, by the way? Yato vacho nivartante. Hum log dekha hai. Taitriya. Yes, Taitriya it comes. Okay. You have seen that. There also I said this. So, he says both the statements are valid. Without the mind, no knowledge will take place, including Atmajnana. Why? To negate the ignorance about the Atma that is there in my mind. I need the mind to take the form of the object. Vritti Vyapti, what we say. That is necessary. Because Vritti Vyapti removes the distance between the object and me, either in terms of time and space or ignorance or both. That has to be negated. Therefore, mind is necessary. Manasa eva anudrashtavyam. By the mind alone it can be seen. At the same time, it is not an object like knowing book, table, etc. Because phala vyapti is not possible nor necessary. Second operation. Objectifying. Not possible, not necessary. Therefore, yato vacho nivartante, from where the words came back along with the mind, unable to objectify it. Because you can't objectify myself. How do you objectify me? I am the subject, not the object. In fact, I am the reality behind both the subject and the object. Therefore, these two types of statements in the Vedas, in the Upanishad, when you take it together, it makes sense. If you focus on any one, it will not make sense. If you focus only on manasa eva anudrashtavyam, by the mind alone it has to be known, you will end up with the thing of theory, practice, etc. That type of philosophy you will end up. You will end up as an academic study. What is Atma in Sankhya? What is Atma in Vedanta? What is Atma in Nyaya? So Atma is all this. What are you, by the way, tell me? Pata nahi. What are you, tell me that? Why you made it academic? Atma is like this, like this, like this, like this, various concepts you have. And Atma is beyond all concepts. Therefore, we are constrained to say that. Atma is beyond all concepts. If you focus only on the second part, yato vacho nivartante, Atma is beyond everything, it's in Timbuktu. Beyond mind, beyond this, beyond that, beyond, beyond, beyond. Either Atma is beyond this. You end up with modern Vedanta, transcending the mind and all that nonsense. That's what you end up with. You become Mullah Nazruddin. I told you Mullah Nazruddin. Searching for the key near the lamppost. Mullah ji, kya ho gaya? Aray yaar, chavi gira diya. You dropped it here? No, I dropped it near my door. Why are you searching here? Udhar light nahi. Udhar light. He is there searching somewhere else. Problem is here and you are saying beyond.
So the limitation in the sentence, which is yato vacho nivartante, is the fact that words are finite.
Yeah, that phala vyapti is not necessary nor possible. Is indicating that. That's why I say it is non-conceptual. It is not an object. You can't objectify the Atma. I don't say it's beyond. I don't say that. I say it can't be objectified. It cannot be conceived of. The concept of the Atma is not the Atma. I use words like that. So that you don't get into this beyond business. Otherwise you will have a separate philosophy by itself. Your whole life will go in trying to transcend the mind. And you remember this incident very, very clearly. It happened 40 years ago. For me it's very, very clear. This man comes and asks Swami Chinmayanandji, Swamiji, 30 years I have been meditating, nothing is happening. Swamiji looks at him and says, nothing will happen. What do you expect to happen? And Swamiji laughs. In that laughter, the whole thing is clear what he is meaning. This person, instead of understanding that, gets upset. Swamiji is insulted. He is dismissing me. Champion ko kya bole? Yeah.
In our day-to-day life, in our daily, whatever we
are going through,
there is no way this particular understanding through example or through me we can. So that's why it's very difficult to have understanding of both your side. That
correct.
You might
that is true because all your learning in the world is conceptual. All learning in the world is conceptual. That's why this seems tricky. So non-conceptual. That's why you need a very unconditioned mind. A mind that doesn't go on fixed tracks. That can shift.
So you're so used to objectifying things on daily basis.
Always, you'll always objectify. Correct. That's why you need a mind that can catch a joke fast. Always give this example. If your mind can get a joke without a necessary of an explanation. Yeah, people give jokes and then they start explaining the joke. Pura joke ka maja chale jaye. Because the joke is like that. You're building up logic, going, and then the whole thing is reversed. Isn't that what a joke is? Ending is completely ulta of what you started with. Like you say something like, hey, I think everybody should get married. This is logic. Why? Happiness is not everything. Now what I have done is, I made the whole statement ulta. Na? Can you see it? You're going on and the whole thing has been reversed. In that reversal, if you can catch it. But why did Swamiji say that? I mean, forget it. I'm not going to explain it anymore. Isn't that reversal? So, if your mind can appreciate these type of statements, it is not that mind, like the psychologist that says, tell me everything clearly, what is this? I want to have a clear picture. Forget it. It is not Newtonian physics, it's like quantum physics. Newtonian physics is law of gravity, they're all fixed. It looks like as though you're functioning in a world which is all fixed. Quantum physics is not like that. What is the path of the electron? Sometimes here, sometimes here. Is it a wave or a particle? When you're observing it, it's a particle, otherwise it's a wave. That's how it is. You have to understand what it is. It is not Aristotelian logic. It is neurofuzzy logic. In Aristotelian logic, if A is equal to B, B is equal to A. In Vedanta, it's not like that. A is B alright, but B is not A. A has manifested as a world, but the world is not Brahman. World is Mithya.
Ulta. It's not linear.
It's not linear like that. Therefore, a mind that is used to lateral thinking works. Mind that can think laterally and think focused, both are necessary. So that is why here he says, okay, because for ignorance to go, vritti vyapti has to be there, mind is necessary. You can't objectify it, it's not an object of the mind. Therefore, phala vyapti nor necessary nor possible. This is how it is. Because if you just a quiet mind, sit down and quieten your mind, now you should know the truth. What is akhandakara vritti after all? Resolving thought. Mind remains quiet in awareness. Correct? So simple, sit down, quiet in awareness. Kya ho jayega? Ignorance will continue. You will remain quiet, alright. You can even go into samadhi, but ignorance will continue. That ignorance to go, that thought has to come. That cognitive thought has to come for the ignorance to go. Without that, it won't go. Otherwise, why do you need elaborate learning? Thorough meditation ka instruction do them. Kar lo. This was the idiot who did that for a year. Sometimes going to samadhi, sometimes not. Kuch nahi ho gaya, ek saal ke baad. So I have the self-esteem enough to say there's something wrong in my understanding, not in me. Nothing wrong in me. Something wrong in the understanding and the practice that I am doing. And 73 Swamiji was doing Dakshinamurti Sotram at Shankaramatam, Matangabhi. Shankaramatam was not yet built at that time. And yeah, his unfolding whole thing, I understood. What an idiot I had been. Pramana Bhuli Gaya. That it has to take place in knowledge as you unfold the Shastra, the understanding has to come. That unfoldment, the whole thing is really. Any questions on this, or is this clear? So be careful when you say beyond all that thing, be careful. Be careful when you try to conceptualize it. Yeah?
So, can I say it this way? Because the mind is the one which is objectifying and all that and disciplining that. The mind is required to the extent that all those things are negated. Once those negated, the mind itself is not there.
Correct. But the mind itself is not there, not because of a simple negation, because of the cognition of the self.
Yeah.
And the self happens to be infinite. The mind cannot be infinite.
The mind is
resolved into the, the thought is resolved. The thought is resolved into the Atma in recognition. The thought can be resolved into the Atma in deep sleep also. The thought can be resolved into the Atma in a meditative state also. Cognitive state. Yeah. Cognitive state you are resolving.
But deep
sleep. So only that cognition gives you that knowledge.
Exactly. It's only that cognition that gives it. Nothing else will give you. Just resolving will not give you the knowledge. And the samadhi we call it. That's why we have
awareful
recognition. That's it. Awarefully recognizing. Recognition, cognitive is important. That's what works. Without that cognition, it won't work.
So instead of negating the mind's job hai,
the mind has that job to recognize and then it drops.
Yes.
Then it drops. It gets resolved. In fact, in the very recognition of the Atma, the mind is resolved.
There is no, nothing
called exactly.
Mind.
Yeah.
This is a master statement. Just now what you made is a master statement. It's recognition true. Of mind.
The mind itself is resolved. Yeah. The recognition of the Atma, the mind is resolved. Correct?
Correct.
It is not the mind is resolved and the recognition takes place. That won't happen. Because there is no mind to cognize. But in the cognition, because the nature of the Atma is infinite, therefore, in the cognition itself, the mind gets resolved. There is no other way of looking into it. That's why that can happen in a split second as the teaching is going on. That's so the split second samadhi is called, okay? Yeah, of course, because the split, mind is resolved. Resolve for the split second. Why split second? Because the Guru will move now with the teaching. Moving with the teaching. Otherwise, I'll have to be driving. Atma is this. Stop there. That's why I don't do things like that.
Swami, the starting will have to be through mind only.
Yeah.
Starting.
Everything is through the mind. Everything, all the way, mind function. Cognition happens, mind is dropped. In the cognition, the mind is dropped. There is no attempt at dropping the mind. There is no attempt at all of dropping the mind. Your whole attempt is to our understanding.
In deep sleep also mind is dropped.
No, but nothing happens. You get up in the next morning, same. In fact, you get up in the morning with all the worries that you dropped off last night. Last night is a tomorrow, kal dekhe jayega. I'm too tired today, sir. Morning, you do.
But if we don't get up like that, then we are suffering from Parkinson's.
You don't get up like that.
Alzheimer's.
So, that's where the whole thing works. In the cognition, the mind is resolved. Only way. Therefore, the attempt is at understanding only, nothing else. The whole attempt in Vedanta is trying to understand. At the same time, don't try to tabulate your understanding, categorize your understanding. Atma is like this, like this, like this. usme it won't work. That type of trying study will not work. Like I remember a psychologist was coming to my class. So, teen class attend kiya. I'll tell you, okay? This is Atma, this is Anatma. This is psychological approach, this is Vedanta approach. Clear, no? I said certain things are clear to me, but I don't think that is clear. In three classes you can't understand number one. Unless you are that great a student. But if you are that great a student, you wouldn't have made this chart. So I didn't tell her all that. I just said, keep that with you. After 3 months, have a look at the chart. And after 3 months, I asked them, oh, what do you think? No, I think there are some problems there. I said, good, now you are learning a little bit at least. In 3 months, you realize it is wrong, it is not working. But she couldn't say that. So there are some issues there. Okay. Some learning is happening.
Sir, because, cognition, it will not take place during deep sleep.
Correct, it will not take place. Why?
Because that is ignorance.
And where is the cognizer? Where is the mind function? Deep sleep. A lot of things are there, no? Yeah. That's why you cannot categorize it like this and try to study it like that. Like how the academics study. What does Sankhya say about Atma? What does Vedanta say about Atma? What does Tarka say about it? It is not what who says. What do I see directly what the Atma is? In harmony with the Upanishad, what is it that I see as the Atma? That is the study. In fact, somebody gave me a book. The concept of Sat in Advaita Vedanta. I didn't open to read it. With a title like that, I know what the person was writing. He's an academic, he's a professor. Then I knew he'd ask me, so I just glanced through it to see what type of words he has used. Because if he asks me for my opinion, then I have to tell him something nice to him. At least I have to show him I read the book. But do you think it's worth wasting my time to read that book? Concept of Satya. Yeah?
So for such people who have such a sharp mind, who are very, very logical and have a very good reasoning power and all, and still they miss it. So what is that which is it a traditional teaching?
Conditioning of the mind. That it has to be studied like this only. Pramana aspect they have not understood. They have taken Pramana as authority. Look at the Kenyan, they will always translate Pramana as authority. Now if you are reading an academician like there is this Professor Balasubramanian from Madras University, there is one Mishra there, Vijanathan. If you are reading people like this, they may have used these type of words, but if you look at the explanation, they explained it well. They have to use those type of words because without that they won't get their thesis passed. It won't be accepted. No? The academic, this is very cool. In fact, it is so bad. There is this professor from States, Brahma Pragna met last week she met. She was writing a philosophy paper and her boss says, but you have not written anything about, whose phone is that, please put it on. You have not written anything about the Gujarat riots. He said, this is a philosophy paper, it's not a sociological thing. No, no, but you have to establish your secular credentials by criticizing Gujarat riots. In a philosophy paper. If you are writing that in a sociology paper, I can understand. A sociological issue you are commenting on. Fine, good. Philosophy mein kya karne ke? This is all problematic things coming in. You know, bias is coming in. Yeah. But therefore, it will not get passed only if you don't use certain words like concept, this, that. But if you look at these three, four people's writings, very good writings. Very good writings. Even a traditionalist can learn something from there. Huh? But the traditional teaching is pure analysis. We are not bothered about what you are different. In fact, we don't even accept those as differences. Yeah, and this is what it is. But then the liberal mind comes in. You know? After all viewpoints should be accepted. Yeah, tell a physicist that. If you want to accept gravity, you can accept. Don't want to accept gravity, good.
Jump.
I wish you will do that, I'll throw you out of the window. Don't accept gravity. This is, in terms of reality, there is no like viewpoints. Viewpoints are on sociological issues. Viewpoints are on personal issues. How will you like your tea or coffee? Okay. Personal issues. This accepting viewpoints is for a cooperative society. So you can live together. Whether the cooperative society is one building or the whole nation. Yeah. For them it is, for that it is good. Please be cooperative, accept all viewpoints, etc., etc. Fine. It's good. No problems about that. But this is learning about the truth, about realities. The mind can't see realities, it will not see the truth. That's why that vairagya, objectivity is so important. No? Accept harsh realities. I don't like it, but this is the reality. Accept that in my life. This is the reality. This is it. I don't like it. Reality doesn't question whether you like it or not. It not bother. You don't bother about it. The reality is hot. I don't like it being hot. You can't even accept the fact that summer will be hot, then what can I tell you? Yeah. You know, I like the great outdoors. There are too many mosquitoes. Which is that park in USA where that Minuteman is there? Yellowstone National.
Yellowstone.
There they have this comment book by visitors. So you find all these comments written. Yeah. Too many mosquitoes. In difficult areas there should be an escalator. Why are you even going to the park? क्या बोलेगा मेरे को माइंड कॉन्ट एक्सेप्ट रियलिटीज सो दैट वैराग्य एक्सेट्रा बिकम्स इंपॉर्टेंट सो दैट दिस कंडीशनिंग्स एंड दिस कैन बी माय पेट नोशंस एक्सेट्रा कैन बी लेफ्ट बिहाइंड अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज फिनिश्ड at least in the functioning world some truths can be unpleasant. I don't like it. There can be some unpleasant truths. I have a small tumor in my leg, malignant. I don't like it. Unpleasant. It's a truth. You better deal with it. It's an unpleasant truth. Here there is nothing unpleasant about the truth. There is nothing but ananda. Okay. You recognize the truth, is nothing but ananda, there is no unpleasantness in this truth. What you want to know, what you want to be, and what you are happen to be one and the same thing. Ananda. So where is the problem in this? So majai majai. Then he is quoting Panchadashi, previous writer. To show that it is not only my view, previous writers have also put it like this. Taduktam phala vyaptyam vyapyatvam evasya shastra kruddhi nivaritam brahmani ajnana nashaya vritti vyapti apekshitam. Taduktam, he says, this has been said in Panchadashi. What is that? Phala vyapi vyapyatvam eva asya. Asya brahmana, asya jnanasya. For this knowledge. Phala vyapyatvam, the second operation. Shastra kritbi, by the people who have written the shastra, nirakritam. It has been nivaritam, it has been negated. But brahmani ajnana nashaya, with respect to Brahman, ajnana nashaya, to destroy that ignorance, vritti vyapti apekshita. You depend upon vritti vyapti. This is Panchadishikara writing. Okay. Same thing that we explained. He is putting in the words of Panchadishikara. Another statement. Swayam prakasha manatva. Na bhasa upajyate. Iticha. Again from Panchadashi. He says, Swayam Prakasha Manatvat. Atma being Swayam Prakasha. What do you understand by Swayam Prakasha?
Self.
What do you understand by self effulgent?
It doesn't require
external.
It is known by itself. Remember, self effulgent meaning I know I am. That's the meaning of self effulgence. Otherwise, Atma doesn't require another life. Shastra kya padne? I know I am. That is the meaning of self. Self known. It is known by itself. I don't need a pramana to know that I exist, I am. In fact, because I exist, I am, I can use pramanas to know other things. Therefore, I am has to be basic, self-evident. It is called Svata Siddham. I am is Svata Siddham, established by itself. Svata Jnatam, known by itself also. That Svata Jnatam, you will put it as Swayam Jyoti, Swayam Prakasha, etc. Self-effulgent. Self-effulgent people mistake it also. Meditation mein light dikhne ka nahi. White light. Yeah, it's always white light. Yeah. There are white light meditation meant for other things. Okay? It's meant not meant for knowing the self. It is meant for healing, things like that. Udhar theek hai. Udhar theek hai. Aur reiki veki mein tum log karte hai na, blue light, white light, all that. There is rainbow reiki also, where you see all the colors of the rainbow also. Okay. Theek hai. I have no quarrel with all that. Okay. In some of the preparatory meditation, I use some of them. Preparation, na? So yes, sab theek hai, mind. Na? Preparatory meditation, you can use all of them, no problems. But self-effulgent meaning, known by itself. If it is literally white light, self-effulgent, what will happen to the Atma? If it is literally white light, it will become an object of your perception. Then the perceiver is Atma, not the light. He will become insentient. Therefore, self-effulgent means of the nature of awareness, known by itself. Therefore, Swayam Prakasha Manatva, Rupatva, because in the nature of the awareness, he says, Abha Asana Ujjate. You don't need another thing to know it. But you said you need the Shastra to know it. To Shastra is necessary to know what I am. Shastra is not necessary to know that I am. I am, I exist, is self-evident. What I am, my gadbade.
In fact, I am is evident to anybody in any state of mind.
Any state.
Even if he is intoxicated, he knows
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, he knows I am. Me hu, me kon hu, nahi pata. Kon hu, kya hu, the bhagdar gadbade hota hai. What is that? Yeah. Then you'll have to sing like Bulla. Bulla na jane me kon hu. He knows who is not very clearly. I'm not Moses, I'm not this, all that he says very clearly. Achha. May kon. That only what I am, the Shastra has to come and reveal. The ignorance is about Atma being Brahman. That you're awareful also, you know. But your awareness is not infinite awareness, that is not. Your awareness and existence is timeless, not conditioned by time. That you don't know. So only in that aspect of it, the Shastra has to come and say it. That's very necessary for the Shastra to say it. Because there is no way a person who experiences finitude in every dimension of his life will say, I am infinite. Even by any stretch of imagination, he cannot say it. Because every experience is doing finitude. No? If you have children, all the more so. Finite. बच्चे लोग भी नहीं सुनते दो साल का बच्चा नहीं सुनता अभी क्या बोले मैं क्या फाइनाइट इनफाइनाइट व्हाट आर यू टॉकिंग आई विश आई कुड बी एट टू प्लेसेस वन प्लेस ऑफिस वन प्लेस होम मजा आएगा ना इफ यू कुड बी लाइक दैट थर्ड पर्सन वो उसको क्लास बुक भेज देगा होम टेकन केयर ऑफ ऑफिस टेकन केयर ऑफ क्लास देगा अच्छा देन यू वांट अ फोर्थ पर्सन टू बी विद योर फ्रेंड्स fifth person to play golf. whatever will go on like that. Yeah. Only one eye. Yeah. Only one eye. Finitude. The experience of finitude. So how are you even going to even suspect you're infinite? Forget knowing it. Forget thinking about it. Even suspecting it is not possible. With elaborate teaching, it becomes difficult to understand. ಎವ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ವೆರಿ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ ಅಂದ. ಓಕೆ, ನೌ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ಅಖಂಡಾಕಾರ ವೃತ್ತಿ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಪುಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಲೇಟರ್. ಜಡ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಆಕಾರ ಆಕಾರಿತ ಚಿತ್ ವೃತ್ತೆ ವಿಶೇಷ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಇಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಜಡ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಜಡ, ನಾಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ಅದರದಿಂದ ಆತ್ಮ. ಓಕೆ, ದ ತತ್ ಆಕಾರ ವೃತ್ತಿ, ದ ವೃತ್ತಿ ದಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಲೈಟ್ಲಿ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್. ತತಾಹಿ ಅಯಂ ಘಟಃ ಇತಿ ಘಟಾಕಾರ ಕಾರಿತಃ ಚಿತ್ತವೃತ್ತಿ ಅಜ್ಞಾತಂ ಘಟ ವಿಷೀಕೃತ್ಯ ತದ್ಗತ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ನಿರಸನ ಪುರಃ ಪುರಸರಂ ಸ್ವಗತ ಚಿದಾಭಾಸೇನ ಜಡಂ ಘಟಂ ಅಪಿ ಭಾಸಯತಿ. ತಥಾ ಹಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಹಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಅಯಂ ಘಟಃ ಇತಿ, ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಪಾಟ್. ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಪಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಟೇಬಲ್ ಆರ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್, ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಘಟಾಕಾರ ಕಾರಿತ ಚಿತ್ತವೃತ್ತಿ ಅಜ್ಞಾತಂ ಘಟಂ ವಿಷೀಕೃತ್ಯ. ಅಜ್ಞಾತಂ ಘಟಂ ವಿಷೀಕೃತ್ಯ, ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಘಟಾಕಾರ ವೃತ್ತಿ. ಓಕೆ, ವಿಷೀಕೃತ್ಯ ತದ್ಗತ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ನಿರಸನ ಪುರ ಪುರಸರ. ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ದಟ್ ಡೂ? ಇಟ್ ನೆಗೇಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ದ ಪಾಟ್. ದೆನ್ ಸ್ವಗತ ಚಿದಾಭಾಸೇನ ಜಡಂ ಘಟಂ ಅಪಿ ಭಾಸಯತಿ. ದೆನ್ ದ ಅವೇರ್ನೆಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿಫೈ ದ ಪಾಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೇ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಪಾಟ್. ಫಲವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿ, ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ವೃತ್ತಿವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿ, ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಫಲವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡೇ ಟು ಡೇ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ವೆರ್ ಆಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಆಪರೇಷನ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ ನಾರ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್. ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್. ಐ ಸೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಈಸಿಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ಈ ಈಸ್ ಪುಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ರಿವರ್ಸ್ ವೇ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಸೊ ಹಿ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಡ್ ದೇರ್. ಅಗೇನ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಕೋಟಿಂಗ್ ಪಂಚದ ಶಿಕಾರ. ತದುಕ್ತಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಸ್ತ ಚಿದಾಭಾಸೋ ದ್ವಾಪಿ ವ್ಯಾಪ್ನುತಾ ಘಟಂ ತದಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಧಿಯಾ ನಶ್ಯೇತ್ ಆಭಾಸೇನ ಘಟಂ ಸ್ಫುರೇತ್. ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ತತಶ್ಚಿದಾಭಾಸ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಅವೇರ್ನೆಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಬೋತ್ ದ್ವಾಪಿ ವ್ಯಾಪ್ನುತೌ ಘಟಂ. ದ ಘಟ ದ ಪಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪರ್ವೇಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಬೋತ್. ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಡೂ? ಓನ್ಲಿ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ತತ್ರ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಧಿಯಾ ನಶ್ಯೇತ್. ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಸೊ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಾನ್. ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವೇರ್ನೆಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಡೂ? ತದ್ ಆಭಾಸೇನ ಘಟ ಸ್ಫುರೇತ್. ಐ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿಫೈ ದ ಘಟ. ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್, ಐ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿಫೈ ದ ಘಟ. ಪಂಚದಶಿ, ಕೋಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ರೈಟರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಮೈಂಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್. ಐ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿಫೈ ಟು ಸೇ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಟೇಬಲ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್. ಟೂ ಆಪರೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಏನ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಾನ್. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಗೋ. ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ನೋ ಐ ಆಮ್, ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎವಿಡೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಕೈದ ಕೈ ಮೇ ದ ಒನ್ ದಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿಫೈಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಐ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಕಾನ್ ಬಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿಫೈಡ್, ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿಫೈಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್? ಟು ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ ದ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು. ನಾ ಸಿಯರ್ ಸೀನ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಐ ದ ಸಿಯರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಉಸ್ಕ ಸಿಯರ್ ಸೀನ್ ಕೇರ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಈಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೋ ಅದರ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್. ಯಾ ದ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಐ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೀ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಆರ್ ಕೆ ಐ ಆಮ್. There is no other relationship. It is not like your relationship with your mind, your relationship with your body, with your mind. Be kind to yourself. Don't be harsh and judgmental and critical. With your body, some self-love, etc. That is good, that's positive. Why? Because mind and body are other than you. You have a subject-object relationship. So all these things we can talk about. But in I, Atma, I, awareness and myself, what relationship? With I? There is no subject object there. There is no subject object. It's only I. Yeah. Therefore, non-conceptual learning. Why? It's a non-conceptual reality. It's not a reality that you conceive of. It's a non-conceptual reality. Therefore, non-conceptual understanding also. If you conceive about the non-conceptual reality, what will you get? Trick question.
It's a conceptual.
But what will it be?
To be an object.
Like what? What will be the first thing? If about the non-conceptual reality you have a concept, what will be the first thing that will come? Ankara. Ankara. And world.
Also out there.
Out there or out there and things like that, yeah. Those type of concepts will come. You will make a CRC in difference between I and myself. You will make a CRC in difference between I and myself. Therefore, Vedanta is not about studying concepts about the Atma. It is negating all concepts about the Atma. Neti, neti, iti. You must have heard this. Vedanta talks neti, neti. Language of negation. What? All concepts about yourself are negated. Yeah?
Knowledge of who I am is objectified.
Yeah.
Right? The knowledge of who I am has to be objectified, right? Because I know I am, but who I am is the knowledge that does get objectified.
No, even that doesn't get objectified. When I say I am Satyam Jnanam Anantam, what is objectified there? Nothing is objectified. Then you can say, I know or I don't know. You are probably asking more closer to that. Either I know or I don't know. Very difficult to say whether I know or I don't know. Naham manyesu vedeti, novetha vedeti vedacha, yonastat veda tat veda, nona vedeti vedacha. Remember this statement? Are either class with the elaborately kya tha? Can open a shirt. Read Swamiji's book on Keno Upanishad. Yeah. All that I said, I have not read that book, Swamiji's book. But all that I said is there in that. Why? Parampara ekhi. People say, Keno Upanishad talks only from the standpoint of the I, not the reality. Bluff. Brahman, Brahman, idna lega, okay. All that is there. So it's difficult to say, I know or I don't know also. I know, but not like an object, I'll have to say. Isn't that what the boy says in Keno? I know, you know, if you know, you don't know. No, but not like an object. Not that I do not know. But that doesn't mean I don't know. Just because I objectify doesn't mean I don't know. I know. Then he looks around. Any of us who understood what I said, he also knows. Yeah. That's a beautiful statement in the Keno. It looks mystical, it is not mystical. It only looks like that. Very clear. Very clear. That for that he is giving an example of how these two operations takes place. Yatha Deepa Prabha Mandalam Andhakaram Gatam Gatapadadikam Vishikritya Tadgata Andhakara Nirasana Purasara Soprabhaya Tadapi Bhasiyati Iti. Simple he says. He says, it's like a lamp, Deepa Prabha Mandalam. A lighted lamp, well lighted lamp. Gata patadikam vishikritya. That light falls on gata, pot, pataha, cloth. So this gata and pata are often used as examples. That's why when people study Nyaya and Vedanta, they are both gadbad. Gadbad, gadbad, gata pata, gata pata, gata pata, gata pata. Say it fast and see what you get, gadbad. That's how the example How do you think the word gadabad came from? You cannot help laughing at PJ, see? Anyway, gatapata, gatapata, all the time you keep saying this. Gatapata, this come vishi, krithya, having objectified, that he says. Tat gata andhakara niraskarana purasara. How does it, first it negates the ignorance, the darkness around the gatapata. Gatapata, first negates the darkness around it. Then what? So prabhaya, by its own light, the gadapada is vishikritya. It is objectified. It is brought to light. Darkness negated, this is brought to light. Example. Similarly, your buddhi takes the form of the object and objectifies it. That's all. But if you have to know a lamp, the lamp only has to dispel the ignorance. You don't have to objectify it further. It's already there. Yeah, it's already there. In fact, all this question comes up by whom? Who is the one who is knowing the truth? I better introduce the topic here itself before going to Adhyasavad. Who is the one who is knowing the truth?
You.
Who is the you?
Jiva.
Ahankara.
Ahankara. The Ahankara is the one who is studying. So all this has to be explained to the Ahankara, to the Jiva. Atma ki explanation chahiye. Atma says, what is this thing called ignorance? Hai ye nahi hai na? Does the lamp say there is a darkness? Lamp doesn't see the darkness. The problem is in my mind, that's all. There's all the problem is, there the solution has to be there. Clear up to now? The whole understanding of this. Up to here clear. Then he is going into, alright, how to bring this knowledge into my life? Okay. What type? Okay, this is very clear what you call. I am going to live a life of karma yoga and pursue this knowledge. So what all should I be doing? What all should I be adding in my life? Nothing much, he says. But what little bit is this thing? He brings it in the next section. That's why the chapter 5 is called the steps. Steps toward it. A step-by-step approach. Okay. In fact, this can be a good topic for a talk. The sadhana and the sadhya. Sadhana of Vedanta. Swamiji's book is there also on that. I want to organize a talk. And give record it and give send it to the ashram for them to do it. Okay. What is the sadhana of Vedanta? That's the question here. What do you understand by the word sadhana?
Study.
Lifestyle.
Practices, no? In religious terms it means practice. Aap kya sadhana karte ho? Main bahut japa karta hu. मैं फास्टिंग करता हूँ या फीस्टिंग करता हूँ वट एवर साधना यू थिंक फास्टिंग इज अ साधना ट्राई फीस्टिंग फॉर ए चेंज यू विल अंडरस्टैंड हाउ डिफिकल्ट फीस्टिंग इज साधना ओके फाइन हु डिसाइड द साधना I decide the sadhana. Sorry, you can't decide the sadhana. Sadhana is the means the sadhaka you will adopt to reach a goal. The goal is called sadhya. So the sadhaka decides or the sadhya decides?
Sadhya.
Sadhya.
Sadhya has to decide.
The end.
End has to decide. No? I am hungry. Therefore, sadhya is freedom from hunger. So, freedom from hunger, I will get from what? Eating food. If I eat food, so who decided that? Sadhya decided that. The sadhaka can desire only what type of food? Indian, Italian, Chinese, Mexican, all that. That you can decide. Among the sadhanas available for a given sadhya, you can choose what you want. But the sadhya decides the sadhana. One thing that you keep in mind.
Swamiji, I will decide, I as a sadhana will decide which path, what
which of the sadhanas I can adopt. But the sadhanas are fixed by the sadhya. Look at it. I want to lose weight, sadhya. What is the sadhaka? Sadhaka is me, who wants to lose weight. What is the sadhana? That output has to be more than input. Output has to be more than input. How do you manage that? Either step up your output, exercise. Cut down your input, dieting. Mix and match. Exercise, this is basic principle, input, output. Whatever you do, this doesn't change. Now, dieting, what type of diet you want to follow? You have a choice. What type of exercise you want to follow? You have a choice. But sadhana has been fixed away what? The goal, sadhya. You want to go to Bandra from here. Sadhana is decided by Bandra. You can take a 3-4 options are available. What are the options? Drive, take a rake, take a cab, walk, take a bike. 4-5 options are available. Within that options you can choose. But the sadhya is desired already. From here to there, gamanam has to be there. Going has to be there. Sadhya has decided that. You want to see the color of this dress. What is the sadhana? What is the sadhana for it? Perception. Do you have a choice? Nay, I can see. Can I hear it also? Sorry, that choice is not available. Pramana, it makes it closer, tighter. Doing, at least because it's a finite end, there are various ways of doing the same thing. But the various ways are also restricted by the sadhya. Look at any sadhya. It is not you who decides the sadhana. You go to your guru. Swamiji, kuch sadhana chahiye. Beta, kiske liye? I get very angry, etc. Supposing the guru gives us sadhana. Achha. Subah shaam roz mandir chalke jana hai aapke paas. Will the anger go? Guru vachan hai. Will the anger go? And if on top of it you are a person who doesn't like to get angry, like to get up early, you will get more angry. Kya sadhana bhi guru mein de mere ko subah subah utha ke mandir bheja. Correct? Because it's not appropriate. Guru has said it, but it's not appropriate for the what you have. You have to handle your emotions. That's the sadhana. Learn to handle emotions. Simple as that. Remember what we did in our handling emotion workshop? ABC of thinking and all that thing? Handle emotion. Because the emotion has to be handled. Me japa karega baithke. Aur angry ho jayega. Idiot, that character has not come. Woh bola to saad mein jayega, mere ko jawab bhi mere ko disturb ho jata. Om namah shivaya. Om namah shivaya. Disturb ho jata. Or we will build up the anger. Maid is also not, cook is also not. Om namah shivaya. Tell me what anger management will you do? Correct or not?
That's why it's done. That's why japa is done. No
character. Before all this thing had come. I want to quieten my mind. Then japas will work. Meditation. You want to quieten. If psychological issues are not there, then it will work. Yeah. So the sadhana that you pick up has to be keeping in sadhya in mind. Very important to understand this. The sadhana that you choose will has to be in harmony with the sadhya. I want to lose weight. What is my sadhana? Where is the party tonight? Kaho piyo maja karo roj. Kidhar lose weight ho jayega? But is it a lot of activity? You know, there is a lot of activity. It won't happen. Are you getting the understanding? The sadhya and sadhana business. It's the sadhya that decides, the goal decides the route. The end does not justify the mean. Now that's an entirely different picture. Now that statement, the end does not justify the mean, is meant in terms of right and wrong in terms of the means adopted.
Morals.
The ethical issues involved.
Morals.
Moral issues. Ethical issues involved. But the end decides what your means will be.
Fix your goal first.
Yeah, then decide what to do. Na? Fix up the end. If you don't know the end, if you don't know where you are going, any road is okay. Where I am going, go anything you want. Anyway, you don't want to go anywhere. Correct or not? It's all romantic. That's all romanticism. I know not where the white road runs, nor what the blue hills are. I will sail by the sound and where the wind and the tide takes me. No idiot of a sailor does that. Even the most idiotic sailor will not do that. He knows his goal very clear. Mere ko idhar se udhar jana hai. Now I'll choose how to sail. He may make some detours on the way because he wants to enjoy the journey. That's okay. Cruise is not like cargo going from one place to another. Where time is important. You can even there see the end, cargo. It has to reach at that time. Decides the route. No? It's always the end that fixes up your means. The sadhya decides the sadhana. Within the sadhanas, the sadhaka has a choice. Within the sadhanas. When it comes to knowledge, seeing the color, choice, eh? Instead of my eyes, I will use my ears. Perception, after all, eyes are also perception, ear is also perception. Pramana is tied. We are not being fanatical here, we are being pragmatic here. There is no fanaticism in the statement, there is only pragmatism in the statement. We are not against liberal thinking by making the statement. Even the liberal idiot will say the same thing. Why is it unfair? If I want to see through my ears, I should be able to see it. Even he is not idiotic enough to say that. You want to see, that's it. If you want to see something, you have to use your eyes. This is sadhana, very clear. No doubt about it. If you want to taste something, tongue. Chili powder taste. Why not use my eyes? Please use it. Mera kya jata? I'll keep some cold water ready and a cup to wash your eyes after that. So that's my compassion. I shouldn't have it, but I will have it. Yeah, you want to put it and see whether your eyes can taste chili? How can I? Put a few drops of chili. Wash his eyes. Did you get the taste of chili? A lot of experiences came, but taste of chili is gone. What was the taste? You can't say. You can only say it's painful. Painful is not a taste. Painful is a sensation on the skin, on the nerves. So, it's not being fanatical, it's being clear cut about it. So, what is the problem here? Self ignorance is a problem. So, what is the sadhana available? Self-knowledge. Because only knowledge will negate ignorance, nothing else. Knowledge negates ignorance. Self-knowledge. Therefore, how many paths are there now? Remember, old question. For the intellectual jnana yoga, for the emotional bhakti yoga, for the active karma yoga, and one who is not fitting in any of these, hatha yoga. What other is left now? I mean, active, so physical also taken care of, you know, where I will put the hatha yogi in? Though he has validated yoga by putting it into, you know, steps. Yeah, both validate kya yoga. This is my basis. When in that camp I said, yoga is preparation for Vedanta. Here is the basis. It's here. Right here. But where, what else do I do? There is no other option left now. So by being very active, you know the truth. By singing bhajans, you know the truth. काम करते रहो नाम जपते रहो दया आएगे उनको कभी ना कभी दास पावेगे दर्शन कभी ना कभी and God sitting up there thinking ये बुद्धू idiot मेरे से को गुरु भेजा है सिद्ध नहीं है Lord give me he saying Lord give me a break let me have a vision saying idiot give me a break I said the guru for you learn Look at it from God's perspective. Oh my God, he's such a he's tearing his head off. Kya insan mein bhi banaya hai buddhu log. Guru mein bheja unko sikta nahi hai kya karega? Bhajan ga ke baithta hai. Nothing wrong in bhajan. Bhakti is good. I'm not against any of these. We have seen how bhakti is useful for karma yoga. How karma yoga prepares your mind. All that is fine. But finally, what you have to recognize yourself. That is unchallenged because problem is one of ignorance. All these are useful for getting your mind ready. So how many paths for getting mind ready? Zillions. Depends on what you need. Depends on what you need. This guy is very restless, etc. I have to sort of help him quieten down. Another guy, like the guy I was talking about before the class. Young man comes to me. He's sitting in my class, but he's struggling to understand. Kya ho gaya isko? Maybe it's new, but he doesn't. Chalta, there's something wrong with the guy. Then after the class, I said, "Beta, what do you do?" "I'm very spiritual. I believe only in spirituality." I said, "Yeah, but besides that, what do you do?" "No, I'm doing my BSc." I said, "Ho gaya? Kya final year mein? Ab teen time exam likha, pass nahi ho raha." ऐसा अच्छा मैं बहुत स्पिरिचुअल हूँ ना इसके लिए अच्छा रियली क्या कर रहा रोज 100 माला कर रहा जपा 100 माला वन माला विल टेक यू मिनिमम 5 मिनट्स मिनिमम 5 मिनट्स वॉट एवर द जपा बट मिनिमम इवन इफ यू डू ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय टेक यू 5 मिनट्स गायत्री और समथिंग इन या आई विल टेक यू वन मोर सो मिनिमम 5 मिनट्स मींस 500 मिनट्स 100 माला मिनिमम 500 500 minutes is?
8 hours.
How many hours?
8 hours.
More than 8 hours. He is doing japa every day. कुछ समझ में नहीं आता है महाराज जी आपके पास इसके लिए कुछ इलाज है इसके लिए क्या करूँ I said, मैं तो बोल सकता I can tell you the solution. No problem. आराम बहुत easy है solution. But you won't do it if I tell you. No, Swamiji, I am willing to do anything. Are you sure? If I ask you to jump into the well, you'll jump into the well. If it will handle my mind, I will tell you. I said, very good. Achha. But I know how much you will be able to do and not do. So he said, all that 100 malas cut down to 3 malas a day. I said, huh? You said you are willing to jump into the well also, no? Cut it down. I would have actually said zero. But zero bolta tha, he wouldn't have listened to me. So zero. 3 malas. Morning, afternoon, night. That's it, night. Every week see one movie. Some movies are bad, no? I said, no. Your mind requires a stimulation. Go, see a movie. Whichever movie, I don't mind what you see. Ka and ki. Arre, ye kaise hota hai? Man sitting at home. Go, go, see whatever it is. Review, review padta hai, okay? Whatever movie it is. Homeland dekho, serial dekho. Every day you will see one serial. समझिए ये कैसा साधना है If the sadhana is to wake up your mind. Your mind has become dull and with 8 hours of japa every day. So wake it up now. You are not ready for that sadhana of 8 hours of japa. How many of you seen that movie Samskara? Samsara, sorry, Indo-Tibetan production. What sadhana that monk required was a relationship,
yes,
not meditation. Apna champion jaisa. What he required is a relationship and not meditation. Yeah, that is the sadhana he required because he has to grow out of that need. The need, sexual needs, he has to grow out of. Until it's no more a need, it's just a pleasure. It's not a need. Then you are ready to be a monk and all that thing.
Which champion
are talking?
Which champion
are talking?
Which?
You said
our champion.
Apna champion, you know him well. Ganga Kinara hai na apna champion. Yeah. He needs that. He doesn't require to be sitting down there and meditating. Wrong sadhana for him. Because the mind has to be taken care of. So, look at it. Your sadhana is desired again by the sadhya all the time. Therefore, how many sadhanas can be there? Millions. Why four path? Millions. All of it comes under karma yoga. This guy got emotional issues. Therapy is part of sadhana then. What's wrong with therapy? People are hesitant. I'm a spiritual student. How can I go for therapy? Why not? You have unresolved emotional issues. Go for therapy. Luckily, spiritual students have a teacher who knows that. Their teacher can take care of it. But take care of your emotional issues, no? Unresolved anger, this, that, etc. Take care of it. Can you now see how my workshops are geared to get that mind ready? All sadhanas only. Olden days it was done slightly differently. It was more preventive in its function. Because karma yoga, buddhi, etc. is put as children. Therefore it is preventive. We didn't have these so many issues coming up. The culture and the knowledge was there right from childhood. Therefore it took care of many things. Therefore, what little bit is there, one to one with the teacher once in a way, will take care of it. Would take care of it. Yeah. Unless something serious comes from some past life experience or something like that, that also teachers know how to handle it, not a problem. If you consider yourself a spiritual teacher, you know how to handle it. So, this is the sadhana of getting your mind ready. Therefore, there cannot be one size that fits all in getting your mind ready. Depends on what is there in your mind. This youngster who came to me required seeing the movie. There's another guy coming to me. He is a film critic. He sees 3 films every day. Usko kya sadhana dega? 3 more films. Take a break. Turn off all your TV, etc. Different it has to be for you. No? Sit down and learn to meditate a few days every day. Few minutes every day. Why? Quieten that mind that is stimulated, hyper-stimulated. Okay. Because critic hai, iske liye analysis comes in. Some sort of analysis will come in. So I don't have to talk about analysis. That dullening will take place. But that excitement will take place. So quieten down. Depends on what you are doing. What is your background? What is your sadhana becomes in that? To a mother, I will say, learn to let go of your kids a little bit. Because too much control. To your father, I will say, get a little bit more involved in your child's upbringing. Sit on chat with you. Because that's what the mind requires, that little bonding. Are you getting the idea? This is all individualized in terms of. There are certain general things. Viveka, Vairagya, Shat Sampati, all that we will come to. Secondary sadhanas. Primary sadhana will be what? Knowing the truth. Primary sadhana is only knowing the truth, nothing else. Therefore, jnana devatu kaivalyam, by knowledge alone will you gain moksha. Kaivalyam. Upanishadic statement. Not my personal statement. Jnana devatu kaivalyam, by knowledge alone will you get it. And nothing else. What about all the karma, etc.? Chitta se shuddhi ye karma. The karma is meant for chitta shuddhi. Here. Natu vastu upalabdhaye, not for gaining the understanding of the reality. Vastu siddhi vichare na, the reality is understood by vichara, shastra vichara. Natu karma koti bhi, not by crores of action. Guru bola, crores of action te nahi milega, iske liye abhi main chup chap baithna wala hu. Ghar kon chalayega? Action is for your life. You know, we are very clear this thing. Action is for living, for your life, for management, for this. Knowledge is for moksha. Get that picture very clear. Otherwise, life will become one big confusion. This I won't do, that I won't do, kya karna hai, kya karna hai, karne ka pata nahi lagega. Then you will bring up all odd rules and regulations for yourself and for others, which has got nothing to do with knowing the truth. Like Falguni invited a sadhu for a cup of tea. Hotel mein baithke chai piyega. The guy was shocked that people are going. I said, hai na, Arsha Vidya Tea Center in Rishikesh, just outside the ashram. <It's not. laughs> There are all types of tea, ginger lemon, honey lemon tea, green tea, everything you will get. Tea without tea also you will get. Only ginger, honey and lemon. Modern, eh? So Swamiji students go there, Muji students go there, Ravi Shankar students, everyone there. So he'll put photographs of everyone there. But we are christened at Arsha Vidya Tea Center. Because maximum is from Arsha. But this guy was shocked. Why? Because you know, you're bringing some rules and regulations because sadhana. Kya sadhana? What sadhana it is? Yeah. I'm not saying drinking tea will give you anything. Not drinking tea also is not going to give you anything. It has got nothing to do with your sadhana. Unless you are addicted to doing, then I'll say, okay, break that addiction. That's fine. Then I'll say, if you're addicted. Are you getting the idea? The whole concept is having a mind which is free. The mind has to be relatively free to understand absolute freedom. So all your sadhana is only that. General sadhana. Other is directly knowing the truth. Shastram patha. That's it. Okay, I'll study the shastra. How I'll study the shastra? How do I go about studying it? Obhiyan. That's what he's talking about. That is what he is talking about in the very first verse. This is the background for making that first verse clear. But that we will see next class. Onward, we'll see. Okay, this steps.
I didn't say it in the class because.